Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The way a musician interprets a composition can define him or her as a performer. Today, assistant professor of music Duncan John Cumming from the University at Albany explains how one pianist's wife was a driving force behind his success.
While doing research for my book on my former teacher, Frank Glaser, I was also drawn to the story of Ruth Glaser, the musician's wife of 54 years until her death in 2006. A remarkable woman in her own right, she was the proverbial great woman behind the great man, although, as Mr. Glaser is quick to point out, she was often in front of him running interference as well. Once when I landed in the emergency room the night before a concert tour, the Glazers tried to get in touch with me at the hospital. Mrs. Glaser called the hospital and the orderly said only calls from immediate family would be put through. She was not to be put aside, however, and said that she was like family, as she was my former piano teacher's wife. Exasperated, the orderly asked, "Why doesn't the former piano teacher himself call?" To which Mrs. Glaser snapped, "I make the phone calls in this family," and they put her through. When Frank Glaser was in Greece for a concert, a review appeared in the newspaper there. Despite the fact that he had been an interpreter in World War II and spoke four languages, Greek was not one of them, but he dutifully sent the review along home to Mrs. Glaser in New York City. Being a woman of action, she took it to the Greek consulate to have it translated. As a man read through the review silently at his desk, she waited, and when he finished, he looked up and said, "Well, madam, congratulations. You married the right man." On another occasion, Mr. Glaser gave a television interview during a concert tour and was asked how he deals with the stress of performing on tour. His response was, "I am fortunate enough to be married to a woman who always says the right thing at the right time." The next night, a man arrived at the box office for Mr. Glaser's concert and asked the attendant if Mrs. Glaser was to be in the audience that evening. The attendant didn't know, but wondered why he asked. "Well, I can see pianists a dime a dozen," the man replied, "but I want to meet the woman who always says the right thing at the right time."
That was the University at Albany's Duncan John Cumming. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.